Sometimes I cry uncontrollably and maybe even wordlessly. It's important to know that you can cry, that there are things that your humanity responds. At least that's what I think, that it was my humanity that responded. Let me just quickly muscle test if my greed could have made me cry too. And no, the answer to that, no. So, interesting. So anyway, so what triggered this crying is an article. I don't. I got access through Reddit. And it says that 27 of the House of Representatives in the United States wrote a request to Nancy Pelosi and whoever the other guy is. I'm not into politics. Asking them to make it not allowed or prohibited to do insider training. Insider trading to use your position and the information you get in the house to enrich yourself. 27. So I don't know if the number is true, but there are 490 somewhat members of the house, which you could call parliament, and they are the law creating organ of this entity called United States. So 27 people say no, we became representatives to better life for our constituency. And the rest of them, you know, what did the rest of them become? Campaigned for and got elected for, or not for that, right? So you could say that's not an accurate number. So how many people actually would vote for this law because it would not affect their financial situation? Are they all Democrats? Are there any Republicans in them? So of course we don't know. I mean, you can't really get into the head of people and you don't have enough anything to know what anybody would do, should do, things, etc. So I have this magical thing called muscle test where it's not my body that answers because I don't know. How could my body know, right? It is all knowledge source, and of course, source doesn't know everything, but source knows a whole lot more than even the smartest machine. How much does source know? I don't know. I can't ask source. So, source doesn't know what it doesn't know. Let me ask source. Do you know what you don't know? No. Just like you don't know. You don't know what you don't know, okay? So source always experiences knowing 100%, right? Yes. And you always experience knowing 100%. Why? Because you don't know what you don't know. And you don't even know that you don't know it. And yet, I am going to ask source because source knows a lot more than I know, especially because I don't give a flying hoot about politics. And yet, in a way, it's very important to know who are going to make the laws and what is their self-interest. And before I continue, I also want to say that there's this new world, kleptocracy. The people who attain aristocratic status by stealing their fellows blind, not It's not kleptomania. It is a system that is established. And if you really look, those 27 people say, I don't want to be part of kleptocracy. Why? Because it's disgusting. Because it's lying. It's living a life of lying. If it's living a life of a thief. I don't know anyone who would enjoy that. And yet, when I muscle test, how many people would actually vote for that law to pass if they could put aside their fear, which is justified, okay? You can be friendless if you vote against what they want the House and the assembly to be about. So I'm going to muscle test it. So how many people would vote if there were no repercussions? More than 10, more than 20, more than 30, more than 50, 50 odd people. So if there are 450 people in the House, then that is one ninth, right? So about 10%. So what about the 90%? Well, they are thieves, or at least want to be thieves, or at least would like to be thieves. At least they would like to get a little bit of that stolen money. Disgusting, isn't it? And then we are going to look if there is any of those is a Republican. Now, I don't have a hard-on for Republicans. I only have a hard-on for what they stand for. And what they stand for is only for their own money. 99% of the people who are in the coaching program that I am a member of are Republicans and only care about what they think is good for them. And between you and me, they are highly moronic, but it beyond that, they have a very, very low how do you say that? Experience of joy in their life. Because when you are full of hate and when you are full of desire to receive for the self alone, you are wretched. Your experience of life is wretched. It is. So I muscle tested it, and there is one Republican. One. I don't know how many of the 450 is Republican, but that odd dude or dudette Republican is must be a weird bird, because most of the time you recognize people, bird of a feather, right? Flock together. So I don't know. Maybe she's dead, or maybe she's sick, or maybe she is too stupid to actually see what other people see, or maybe she's just an upstanding citizen, and that would be a miracle. So that's why I cried, because we live in a world where people think that stealing is honorable. They got the position, and therefore they are allowed to steal. And when I think, could I move to another country? And I find out that it's the same in almost every country, or maybe every country. I didn't talk to everybody. I didn't talk to at least one person in every country. I talked to my older brother, and he says that that is exactly the same situation in Hungary. And Hungary, one could say, oh yeah, for Hungary is such a moronic country. In two world wars, they sided with the losers. But that's neither here nor there. I'm going to talk about a documentary I saw the other day. I didn't watch it till the end because something disrupted me that made me cry then. It's worthwhile to hear what makes Sophie cry. Okay, so I'm going to finish it here before it's 10 minutes. Thank you.